The spotlight is moving as we gather at the scene of the crucifixion. So the spotlight was first on the angry mob, the efficient soldiers and the mocking rulers. And our Lord's response was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And then the spotlight fell on the penitent thief. So much mocking skepticism, but it was the penitent thief who could see that Jesus was dying for them. And so Jesus' words to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And now the spotlight falls on a company, a small company of disciples. It's his mother, Mary, and then his mother's sister, and then we are told Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. They are the ones named. It's so fitting that it's in the gospel that most emphasizes the divinity of Jesus. He is from God. He is the eternal Word become flesh. It's in this gospel, John's gospel, that we have this scene between Jesus and his mother. It is so poignant and so full of pathos. Our Lord Jesus, remembering the earthly home from which he came and the mother who gave him birth and who brought him up. The mother at the cross of her dying son, her heart so broken, perhaps her mind remembering what Simeon had said to her when she and her husband presented the child Jesus at the temple. Simeon had said to her, "This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also." And so every parent who is here at the service, and especially the mothers, will know how hard it is to watch your child suffer. Mary is not alone at the cross. She is surrounded by a small company of disciples. But for all of them, their world is shattered. Their soul is in turmoil. It's all so horrible what wicked men are doing to Jesus. Their sorrow is unbearable. But in this forlorn setting, the words of Jesus speak with clarity and depth and love. There's no trace of self-pity or regret or defeat. He says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," and to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." I call your attention first to how tenderly Jesus cares for his own. How tenderly Jesus cares for his own. In the midst of his pain and untold agony, Jesus is still caring for those closest to him. He's taking thought of and making provision for his own mother. Because he knows that bereavement can be very hard. The loneliness and insecurity that can follow death, especially sudden death. Many of us here would know it after the cremation or after a burial. There's just a void. How do you get on with life when your loved one has departed? And in the case of Jesus, snatched away. And Jesus, knowing that bereavement can be devastating, entrusts his mother to this young beloved disciple and the disciple to his mom. At this point of the story of our Lord, Jesus' own brothers are unsympathetic towards him and his mission. We know that from John chapter 7. And so Jesus must find someone who can share the pain, but also can share the faith, can remember all that he had said. In the light of his calling and mission, Jesus had maintained a quiet distancing from the constraints of his natural family. But now, as he finishes his mission, that distancing is no longer necessary. Because of God's mission, he had to keep his family at a certain distance. Not that he didn't love them, but he knew they would find it hard to understand his mission from God. But now, as his mission draws to a close, he is free to draw close to his mother. His tender provision for her bridges the gap. He fulfills his loving responsibility to his mother, thereby keeping the commandment, "You shall honor your father and your mother." The form of address he uses, "Woman," or "Dear woman, behold your son." That form of address alludes to the only other record of Jesus' interaction with his mother in this gospel, which was in the turning of the water into wine at the wedding at Cana. As N.T. Wright points out, Mary, the mother of Jesus, did not know then that his hour, his time, had not yet come. And now at the cross, perhaps she is grappling with the understanding that now his time had fully come, and that it is through the cross that he will turn humanity's water into God's wine. And Jesus reaches out to her ever so lovingly in her bewilderment and pain. My dear friends, Jesus' tender love for his mother is extended to each one of us. In the Gospels, in Mark chapter 3, he names whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. And so as we watch him and hear him, may you and I know on this Good Friday yet again how we are loved personally and tenderly by this Jesus, who loved his mother in the midst of his own anguish and loved his mother to the end. I pass on to you a second beautiful thought that is true and praiseworthy. So first, how tenderly Jesus cares for his own. But secondly, how wonderfully Jesus creates a loving community. Mary is standing at the cross with the other disciples. She is assigned a role as a mother, but not as a mother of Jesus, but as mother of the beloved disciple. Woman, behold your son. And to the young beloved disciple, behold your mother. At which point the scriptures tell us this beloved disciple, most likely John himself, takes her into his own home. Christian hospitality and care. One disciple caring for another. From that point on, they will provide each other mutual support in their bereavement. Mutual support in a loving community that emerges from the cross and goes out in mission. They are both given a blessing in line with what Jesus had promised. Jesus had said in his earthly ministry, "No one has left mother or children for my sake who will not receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." None of us will be bereft. As we respond to the finished work of our Lord, it's amazing, my friends, that in the midst of the brutality, in the midst of the hatred, the conspiracy, the pain, the shock, in the midst of all that which is happening at the crucifixion scene, Jesus is laying the foundation of what his church, his people would look like. Each person dearly loved by our Lord and our God, and a people belonging to Jesus who love and care and support one another. Woman, behold your son. And to the disciple, behold your mother.